You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, Pastor, fine. Okay, I'll get out the phone, I'll call it out. I don't care if the movers live, whatever. Get out, John, I hang up the phone.
Now, you're still holding the thing,
shooting hundreds of thousands of gallons of water.
You're already a little preoccupied.
And, John, I promise you, this is the truth. I said, Lord Jesus, help me. I didn't care if it was the movers or Jesus Christ himself came down. And, John, as soon as I said it, I could hear a big truck pulling up, and it was the fire department. Within the next couple of minutes, they had turned the water off. Jesus had gotten them there, and he was right. Once I called on Jesus, then it stopped. I had to say it verbally. I had to literally say it out loud. No, it worked for me. It was the worst day of my life. Just with everything.
You can say that. It's okay. It's nobody's fault.
I feel guilty
it's
saying
nobody's,
that.
But it's nobody's fault.
Because I am in a new home, and that is a beautiful thing. My kid even said it last night. Dad, I love this house. It's so great. So that warms you up.
Right.
Makes it all worth it. Right.
Of course, you're still wet.
Tough day. Dude, my feet are still stinking. They've been in 3 inches of water.
You're gonna have to get some new polos, dog.
Bro, just to be here next to you, man, is a blessing.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah, it was a tough day.
You came in via boat today. So.
Yeah, but we got the old house just about cleared out. My wife's still working on it. You can look back there and see the Ford Escape is full. I got ladders, I got lamps, I got the last of the bit.
All right.
But John, I think we've done it.
Well, that's a big day. Can we get some applause?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, thanks, Brad. Yeah.
I'm glad you're in your new crib, though. That's good. I mean, it's out. So, yeah, you got blessings here, Jason. You got blessings.
Focus on the positive. No question about it.
Now, will they prorate the damage on the old house after they assess what happened?
Oh, we didn't have any damage. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
exactly. Disregard that.
Yeah, we got everything fixed.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No problem at all.
What are you trying to do over here, Brad?
I'm sorry. I'm
just trying to home back. Yeah.
I'm just thinking.
Are you a home inspector, Brad?
You got it signed. You're good.
Looking out there, man.
Brad's an appraiser, apparently, in his spare time. All right. When we come back, lots to get to in the rundown, including I did a thing today. I signed up for ESPN Plus just so I could see a 2020 mock draft. You won't believe who's number one. We'll talk about that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking. Metal lizard.
Have an unforgettable experience with today's perk seal. Half off jumping for two people at Jumping World. Enjoy 1 hour Monday through Thursday or 2 hours any day of the week. Bring your crew, lots of energy, and an attitude ready to jump the world. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at modernoil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $39.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals is a locally owned and operated business serving residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. They are the home of the free roof, and they work with insurance companies to ensure qualifying customers get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Call 870-0186 for a free roofing estimate or visit morrisonroofing.net.
Main Event throws epic birthday parties with arcade games, bowling, laser tag, and more. So give your kids the birthday party they'll never forget. For the most birthday fun under one roof, come to Main Event. Book today at MainEvent.com.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
National contest data message rates apply. Now it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash all month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
Memphis Money Madness code this hour is ballet. Text ballet, B-A-L-L-E-T, to 72881. You got a chance to win $1,000. We do it every hour, 7 to 7. The noon hour code word is ballet. Text the word ballet, B-A-L-L-E-T, to 72881. If you're listening to Jason and John in Germantown right now on your way to Platinum Jewelers, just grab your cell phone and text the word ballet to 72881. You can win $1,000. We've got 55 minutes till 1 o'clock. Text ballet to 72881, and we'll give you another code word coming up at 1 o'clock here on 92.9 on the Memphis Money Madness Code.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's the Jason and John Roadshow, live today from Platinum Jewelers Grand Opening at 9387 Poplar Avenue for the new Germantown store on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis group of Remax experts like me, they're going to help you move on up. Listen, I was telling you about everything that that went wrong with my day yesterday. Certainly had nothing to do with the folks at Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts. Those are the folks that have got me in this new home. They are the reason, John, I was able to wake up this morning in a new beautiful home in Cordova and my little kid just say, "Daddy, thank you." How about that?
I mean, that's what Live Love is going to do for you.
Yep.
And if you have a son, by the end of it, they're going to be saying, "Daddy, thank you."
There you go.
They're the best in the business.
Yes, they are.
Because they do things differently. They offer a ton of extras that they don't feel are extra at all. And it's why, Jason, they've sold over 1,100 homes in 10 years, and they are just getting started. They sell a home every 2 days on average. They'll do the same for you.
Frankly, they have been my shepherd through this. Jennifer Carstensen, Robbie Marbury, April, they've all helped me through. Otherwise, if not for them, John, I'd be coming apart at the seams right now. They'll help you, too. And listen, they were able to get that Raleigh home sold for me. You guys know about that Raleigh home. Never thought I could get it done. So if they can help me do that job, they can certainly help sell your home. They're the Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number to call, this is important, you want to write it down, 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. And the person to ask for is Jennifer Carstensen. She is the quarterback of my team. She got me sold on the old. She got me into the new. And everything is beautiful. The Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts. Go talk to them.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Joe Theismann is going to join us at 12:25. He shops at Platinum Jewelers. We'll talk to him about Eli Smart Manning, man, about the NFL, and more. Again, we're out here, 9387 Poplar. It's the grand opening of the Germantown location for Platinum Jewelers. They got a lot of stuff they're giving away. They got Grizzlies and Tigers floor seats. They got a signed Penny Hardaway Memphis State jersey. All you got to do is buy something, anything, and you're going to be eligible to win those prizes. So come on out, say hello. They also have, I believe, catering from Southern Social. Smells delicious. So,
doesn't it?
We also have a book. That's Jason's, though. It's Mind Matters.
Yeah,
it's
Otis dropped this off for me.
It's Otis.
Look, he's one of the authors.
There you go, MD.
There you go.
So
he is big time. Now, we can tell who did the best come out of White Station out of that bunch, isn't we?
That's it.
Dr. Anderson,
yeah,
brother.
Dr. Anderson it is. All right, so every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
All right, Jason, it appears that the Eli Manning era in New York is
you
finally
are calling it
over.
A career on this man
today. I don't know if I'm going to call it a career. I'm calling it the end
of
New York.
It's been a theme of the show for you. Go right ahead. End it. Let's hear it.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, his wide receiver is criticizing
there's no question about
him
that.
On social media and in interviews.
They're 1-5.
They're 1-5. They changed coaches. At some point, you're running out of people to blame.
He's 37 years old.
Yeah. I mean, he's just not – he's, you know – he's not fit for the job in New York anymore. 24 or 43
now,
last night.
In fairness to him, is that not to interrupt you, but in fairness to him, is that line good enough?
Well, I mean, probably not.
It's not.
It is not. But that still doesn't mean they should, you know, stick with him no matter what. I mean, you got to get somebody in there who can adjust and improvise
there's no question.
A little bit better.
There's no
than
Aaron does it. Aaron does it all the time.
Absolutely. I don't know what they do. You know, I don't know who's coming down the pike for New York, but it's clearly time. And listen, people have taken this opportunity to criticize the Giants for draft. I mean, as awesome as he was last night, they have taken this as an opportunity to criticize the Giants for drafting Saquon Barkley at number two overall.
Well,
and this guy was freaking awesome last night. I mean, he had 130 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Also, their leading receiver with 99 yards. So, I mean, well over 200 yards, you know, all-purpose yards last night for Saquon Barkley. People are saying, listen, that was a mistake to take him at number two.
Look, not really, because you wanted to see if given that kind of weapon in the backfield, what could Eli do with it? Now, I like I pointed out to you, I don't think they've done him well in terms of the pass protecting. You saw Saquon, though. They're doing apparently just fine. Now, a lot of it's him, but they've been fine on run blocking. But that I understand why, John. You wanted to give him a weapon. You wanted to see if you could jump back and look at the NFC East this year. Like, it's up for grabs. And if you could have had any kind of continuity with your quarterback situation, you had a chance this year to compete.
Yep.
You had a chance to go from a dog last year to right back in it. So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But with what he's shown, combined with their problems, you know, this is not a thing you can fix with one or two free agents and all of a sudden you're at a Super Bowl level with Eli Manning. That is not going to happen. Those days are behind you. So that's
correct.
Why I'm with you,
yeah.
That it appears it's, you know, whether it's this year, next year, whatever, that the time for him in terms of winning at elite level is done.
I mean, I think there are, you know, if you had to say right now, could Eli Manning start for a different NFL team?
He could start for the Chicago Bears right now.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe.
Yes, he could.
Dude, I mean,
and
Trubisky just threw five touchdowns.
And just look, I'm not telling you I don't like my quarterback, but my point is he can still play in the right if he's got everything around him. It's got to be good, right? You got to have that line. You got to keep him upright.
Uh-huh.
You've got to have a weapon like you do with Barkley. You got to have some receivers. He can still play in the right situation. I'm just with where they are as a team.
Yeah.
It does not work with where he is in his career. It just doesn't.
Right.
If he had the proper setup, and I'm not saying our line's all that in terms of pass blocking, but in terms of the right situation, if you put him on a team that's right now ready to win, like the Bears are, that I think that kind of situation could still work. Maybe that's why he hangs around another year or two.
Well, the,
that's what I'm saying.
The counter argument, though, and I want to go back to the Barkley selection for a second. The counter argument to that would be, okay, you draft a great running back.
He's a once-in-a lifetime talent. This is ridiculous.
He is.
Right.
But they lost 34-13 last night.
Yeah, I get that.
And he was awesome. But, I mean, that's as good a game as you can hope to have as a running back in the NFL, right?
It ain't just Eli. They've got a lot of problems. Defensively, they are not as good as they're supposed to be. You know, they up front, they've got problems. Again, you can't put it all on Eli.
Well, but the problem is last year was regarded as a pretty good class for quarterbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. You know, we'll see about Josh Allen, though he does have two wins, including one over the Tennessee Titans. So he looks like he might be okay.
Maybe.
And this year, this draft class, which, by the way, the Giants are going to have a pretty high pick, if not the first overall, probably two or three.
Not as good. No, there's no question.
No quarterback. And so now you're going to have to suck for another year without somebody coming up the pike, and that is a bad place to be.
Now, I'm of the opinion, as a two-time Super Bowl winner, they owed it to Eli to give him the shot, right? Again, they haven't done him very well. You've got, you know, the situation around him with the blocking is pathetic.
Yep.
But again, you owed him a shot to come back with a weapon like Saquon and give it a try. We've seen it's a mess. It's not working. So now you've got to figure out a new plan. But I'm not mad at them for not taking a Josh Allen or something like that or someone else right now. You still wouldn't be winning big.
Right.
You'd still be, yes, you'd have what you think's your quarterback of the future, and yes, this year's class not like next year's, but you can still get that guy.
Yeah.
You can still get that guy.
It just might take
you'll
a little
be a
longer.
Year behind, a year where you would have been last year.
You literally have
at least a year.
You literally have the story pulled up on ESPN.com. This is it for Eli Manning. 1 in 5 Giants must part ways with quarterback.
I know I can play, he says. I believe him in the right situation.
It's unfortunate because he's
so damn classy.
And he won two championships.
All he's done is handle his business, yes.
You know, the list of quarterbacks who have won two championships with one franchise, not that long.
Yeah.
He lies on it.
I mean, a guy, You know, guys have thrown him under the bus for a lot of his career, right? Whether, you know, whether it's his accuracy, whatever. Just he takes shots, maybe, you know, a little bit. Eli gets respect. He commands respect because he's got the two Super Bowls. But of the two Super Bowl winners, you're picking him last in terms of great QBs, right? There's no question about that. So the way he's handled it, right, all these guys that have taken these shots at him within his own locker room sometime, he has been a class act. You know, if you're the Giants, you weren't going to win a Super Bowl this year anyway. You weren't going to win one if you drafted a rookie quarterback last year. So give the guy that one last shot. They've done it. The writing's been on the wall. It's 1-5 now in an NFC East where you could have won this year. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
And they will. I'm sure they will.
So it'll be interesting to see exactly what the Giants do from here. We'll talk to Joe Theismann about that when he joins us in the next segment.
Next story.
All right, Memphis versus UCF. We've been talking all day about it. We're not going to get too far away from it. I brought you this a little bit earlier this week, but everybody's talking about, you know, everybody's talking about the UCF quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? I showed you the stats, and Giannotto even talked about this. If you put Brady White's stats up against anybody's right now in the AAC, for the most part, John, he's been good, and he's been better in some cases than Milton. Okay, I'm gonna go back through him. Mackenzie Milton right now is at a 60% clip. All people are talking about is how he's averaging 300 yards a game, and he should be a Heisman candidate. Right? You're looking at this, right? That 59.6% per clip on passing, it's 10 percentage points less than Brady.
Right, and look at the one that's kind of like
the 8-point.
Well, like the yards per attempt.
Exactly, the 8.78 yards per attempt. Again, we've been talking about Brady White, how he doesn't have a deep ball, right? That's all we've said all preseason long. His yards per attempt, almost a yard higher.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
It is to
me. That's crazy.
And everybody's been talking about how great Mackenzie Milton is.
Yeah.
And if you just put the stats down, and again, Giannotto pointed this one out to you. Well, no, he's talking about the other Memphis quarterbacks. I did this one. 4 interceptions with 15 touchdowns. Sure, the 15 touchdowns jumps out to you. Brady's got the same thing, the 15 touchdowns, but only 1 interception. Look, he's good. I'm not going to get you wrong, the junior down at UCF. And if he comes back, which I can't imagine he would in this year where, you know, if you're a quarterback like him in a class that's not like last year, you can probably come out and get drafted. So I imagine he's gone.
Yep.
But this is a game, John, and I'm certainly not going to predict victory. I know that you have. But this is a game where you got to get after this dude. He got hurt last week, right? He got hit and he got squished up. Now he came back and everything, but he is, you've got to get physical with him. And if Memphis can do that, if they could get some sort of pass rush, all we've done all week long is assume UCF's just going to come up here and put up 50.
Yep.
And that is the likelihood. But if you can get some pressure, right, if you can get a little and shake him up, he got a little shook up last week,
right,
then maybe you give yourself a chance. Maybe you give yourself a chance.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it. You know, you look at UCF's defense, especially when it comes to the run game, they're one of the worst teams in the country defending the run. And so for Memphis to have any chance in this game, it's got to be a game that kind of looks like last week, you know, when you got both Daryl Henderson and Patrick Taylor. You know, you can give it to them a variety of ways, you know, both on the ground.
At least 30 carries between them. I'd like to see 40 between them if you could. Now, the problem is, again, it's much easier said than done. We talk about controlling that clock with your run game. You've got home run hitters with Daryl. He'll break one off any minute. And, again, then you're back on defense. And in that instance, your defense goes right back out there.
Yep.
UCF scoring against a tired D. So, again, if it's more carries for Patrick, you know what I mean? So you're grinding it out. Longer drives. Giannotto mentioned that. That's what you need. You need those kind of drives, not just the one-hitter stuff. Because, again, yes, the points look good when Daryl Henderson's running off for 57 right on a three-play drive. But your defense, which just got worn out, goes right back out there. So you have to maintain drives. You have to have some long drives tomorrow. I'm talking about some 11, 13-play drives.
Take up chunks of time.
Take up chunks of time. And help your defense out that way by keeping UCF's offense off the field.
Yeah.
Next story.
Should be a fun day tomorrow at the Liberty Bowl. And then real quick before we get to James Wiseman, I mentioned this before. Jonathan Givony, who, of course, is the NBA draft expert over at ESPN, he has a 2020 NBA mock draft out. Now, unfortunately, it is behind a paywall, so I had to go pay for it because I was really curious. I was really curious to see exactly what the order.
I'm glad you did it.
The order was here, so I shelled out the $4.99, and we'll see if I keep it. and we'll see if it's worth it. But for now,
knowing you, it's a fat chance.
Fat chance indeed.
Pouncer's here.
But yeah, Pouncer
right
is here.
Right behind you, playing behind your head.
He is making Bennett so happy right now.
He is, I mean, man. It's almost like seeing Mickey. Look at how he brightened up.
I like Pouncer. Bennett's a great mascot.
Did it take you to Disney World when you saw that? I mean, it must have just kind of transported you a little bit, the way you reacted
smile,
there.
Yeah, man.
I'm a fan, man.
I just want to remind you.
I'm a loyal alum, you know?
We all are. Not in line for Space Mountain, but man, I mean, I saw his face light up like never before.
Me too. It changed everything. Man, it's like the sun coming in here.
That man stood up and took his phone out like, you're amazing. Anyway, the 2020 NBA mock draft is out at ESPN.com. Number one, James Wiseman. Jimmy Wiseman is the projected number one pick in the 2020 NBA mock draft. According to Jonathan Cavoni, now we're like, what, a year and a half, 2 years away from that, so it almost doesn't matter. But James Wiseman is the number one pick, and that would have him going to Sacramento.
Oh, boy.
Like all the other Kentucky bigs. That's where they all go. They just go. They get drafted by the Kings. Willie Cauley-Stein, Scarlett Bissier, now James Wiseman.
Is that number one no matter if he goes to Memphis or Kentucky, John? I imagine it is.
Yeah, I would think so. Let's just keep
Make
going
go
down this
Mercer
list.
And go number one.
They got the Grizzlies conveying the Boston pick next year, not this one. And the Celtics would take Theo Maledon. That would have been the Grizzlies pick. But instead it's going to Boston. So you down with that? You think James Wiseman is going to be the number one pick in the draft?
I do. Okay. I mean, you listen to no one heard about it. You listen to any basketball expert or any coach on Wiseman. It's just the God-given stuff. You know, the ability to run the floor at that size. You know, the skill level at his size. It's the God-given stuff that makes you say, holy cow, makes you say, and I've heard the points you've made. I think you're right, how he might be a better NBA player. Right, pace and space. That guy that can run the floor like that, step outside, not than college, where you might be used more in a prototypical big guy role, but right because of your size and everything else.
Yep,
the sky's the limit. So yeah, of course I think you know those guys don't grow on trees. The kind of guys that comes like James Wiseman
because that is definitely true.
They come around once in a lifetime.
According to Gavoni, James Wiseman, who he's got as the number one pick overall in 2020, is the only 7-footer in the top 45. Just one. And it's James Wiseman. And I guess it's just the way that the game is going, right?
How tall is Vernon Carey? And they're saying no on him, huh?
I think he's like, let's see.
Is he not a 7-footer? Vernon Carey, the guy that was getting the best of James Wiseman in most of their, but James got better.
He's 6'10".
Okay, yeah, not legit.
Yeah, he's 6'10". So that's interesting to me. But it's just, I guess, the way that the game is going right now. Everything is small ball, pace and space. And, I think James Wiseman's game is certainly suited for that, you know.
No question.
He's worked on his jump shot.
That's what I'll tell you. You'd be the number one pick going to Tennessee State.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, when we come back, Joe Theismann is going to join us. We'll talk to him about Eli Manning, some NFL, all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason Smith and John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. They're going to be taking the show on the road Friday, October 12th, to the all-new Platinum Jewelers store in Germantown. They're going to be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the grand opening celebration that's going to be going on all day from 10 to 5. There are going to be door prizes, giveaways, food, potential celebrity sightings, all while you're seeing the beautiful new store, which is located at 9387 Poplar Avenue, where the old Doris McClendon store used to be. So if you're in the area, or even if you're not, stop by, see Jason and John, and meet Preston, who will absolutely help with all your jewelry needs. Again, you also might win something, and winning things is fun. The address to the new store, again, Germantown, 9387 Poplar Avenue. That's 9387 Poplar. That's where Jason and John are going to be on Friday. And yes, the other location is still located at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. That's Platinum Jewelers. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Twitter. And they're on the web at PlatinumJewelers.com. That's PlatinumJewelers.com.
Landers Auto Sales get a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, including the 2018 Jeep Wrangler. That's what I pulled up in today. I love driving that car, and you will too, especially if you get it from Landers Auto Sales. Whether you're looking for that or a small SUV, a large SUV, a compact car, a luxury car, a truck, or a van, all out there waiting on you. Price is starting at just $29.90. Their finance team can assist you with securing affordable options on any pre-owned vehicle. Plus, if you're looking for a specific vehicle that they don't have in stock, let them know. They're going to go find it for you. Most importantly, they got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. They got lots of goals out there at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are completely satisfied. So let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
I want you to think of your favorite hot wing place. Go on, I'll wait. If you didn't think of the Wing Guru, then we need to talk. The Wing Guru has been ranked the sixth best wing joint in the U.S. and number one in Memphis. We have national award-winning sauces like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Memphis Dry Heat, Lemon Pepper Hot, Honey Zing the 901, and our newest flavor, Nashville Hot. We fry our wings in premium peanut oil, which means your wings actually taste like chicken and not the fried pickles that were done right before your order. We have locations in Mount Moriah and Stage Road in Bartlett. So come by, watch a game, or talk hoops with the Wing Guru himself, former Tiger Billy Richmond. After you give us a try, we're confident the Wing Guru will be your new favorite wing place. We're also proud to announce we'll be inside the FedEx Forum next season for all Tiger and Grizzly games, serving the best wings in the city. Check us out on the web at thewingguru.com and call ahead with your order to go. This message is approved by the Wing Guru.
Planning a family reunion, a class reunion, a wedding, or need an incredible place for guests to stay? Courtyard by Marriott in Collierville is the place for you. They're located at Carriage Crossing Mall, which puts your guests right in the middle of some of the best shopping and dining around. New to their Collierville location this year, the Bistro, serving Starbucks, breakfast, dinner, and evening lounge. Courtyard by Marriott at Carriage Crossing in Collierville. To learn more about our group rates and to make your reservations, call today, 850-9390.
Washington, D.C., still a total mess, and Marsha Blackburn is a big part of it. During her 16 years in Congress, Marsha Blackburn has collected over $800,000 from the pharmaceutical industry. They got their money's worth when Marsha Blackburn passed legislation making it harder for the DEA to crack down on suspicious opioid shipments. Drug companies were selling huge amounts of oxycodone to shady pharmacies that were in turn selling it to whoever could pay. No real questions asked. The DEA tried to crack down, and Marsha Blackburn stopped them. 60 Minutes did a story on it. You can look it up online for yourself. After 16 years, Marsha Blackburn has become the worst of Washington. Phil Bredesen will work across party lines to change Washington.
I'm Phil Bredesen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bredesen for Senate.
Congrats, you made it! Through National Ice Cream Day, National Hot Dog Day, and even National Sunglasses Day, you took on the heat, took care of the yard, and even took a vacation. But now it's October, and you finally have a chance to breathe. And with that chance to breathe also comes a chance for fun when you play new October Instant Games. Pick up one of four new games for a chance to win $1,000 up to $1,000,000. Fall into some fun with new October Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
One, two, it's coming for you. Three, four, you could win much more. Five, six, on a scratch ticket. Seven, eight, it's not too late.
The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
9, 10, time to play again.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's the Jason and John Road Show, live today from Platinum Jewelers Grand Opening at 9387 Poplar Avenue for the new Germantown store on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he's a Memphian, he's a Super Bowl champion, he's a Platinum Jeweler shopper, and his name is Joe Theismann. He joins us now. Joe, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Everything
well.
Is good in
Appreciate
Memphis.
You joining us.
Not so much in New York, Joe. Is it time for the Giants to part ways with Eli Manning?
Well, where are they going to go? You know, it's I love it when people do that. Is it time? It was probably time to start looking in this draft, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got a great football player, and certainly proved it last night with 220 yards of offense. But, you know, Saquon's an incredible football player. But, you know, running backs are not going to, you know, do the things that quarterbacks do. You look at what Baker Mayfield has done. He's now the face of the Cleveland Browns. You know, last weekend, all four rookie quarterbacks won. You know, you can't lay it all off on Eli.
Right.
We watched that game last night. He was under assault and attack all night. Now, you know, don't forget the Eagles got a pretty darn good front four.
Mm-hmm.
And so to say, is it time? It was time. And now it's going to be time going forward. The problem is there are no quarterbacks out there, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, well, the way the Giants are going, if they continue on this particular slide, they'll probably pick very high. So they'll have a chance to find a quarterback in this draft. But I don't think that was their intention when they went into this season. I think they felt like they were going to be better up front. Remember, a year ago, they stayed pat with the offensive line, and it was a disaster.
Disaster.
They thought they made some changes, added Nate Solder and, you know, drafted a kid, and they think that that's the answer. And obviously it's not. It's really not.
At 37 years old, is there a situation – Joe, for Eli, or is it, and I'm with you, you can't put this all on him. I mean, that line's been pathetic. But is there a situation, a right one, where maybe there is another year or two with him at this skill level now at 37, you think? Or is it, does it look off to you even with him?
It looks like it's time.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. It looks like it's time. There's probably, if things continue the way they have gone this year, he's going to get beat to a pulp physically.
Exactly.
I mean, and you know, if you watch the Mannings play quarterback, it was Peyton and now Eli, they don't take unnecessary hits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go down, they avoid the hit, they get up and get ready to go for another play, which is smart football. But the siege that he was under last night, there's no running and hiding from that.
No.
I mean, you know, you're trying to throw a screen pass, and the best thing you're doing is throwing it while you're in midair when somebody's wrapped around your waist. I mean, it was scary, but you know, yeah, I think there's a point where you look at Drew Brees and the production that you're getting out of him, and you know, but he's got some help up front.
Now, Joe, you mentioned it. Saquon Barkley. I mean, he had as good a game last night as a running back can have in this league. I mean, 200 something yards of, you know, yards from scrimmage, you know, both on the ground and in the air. But they still are dominated. You know, 34-13 by a division rival. Do you think they will look back on this particular draft?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I think they're looking back right now. I think they're looking back right now and say, well, you know, we got ourselves a great running back, but the situation that we have at the quarterback position is one where do we go? If we sit Eli down, where do we go?
Mm-hmm. And now you're looking at a position where they're going to have a, you know, top one or top two pick, and it's not considered, you know, a necessarily, it's certainly not as good a quarterback class as it was last year, and so you're even further behind, right?
I think so, but if you find that right one,
yeah.
Or maybe you can make a deal, you know, find a guy maybe in his late 20s or around 30 that can be a stopgap for you until you get what you want.
Yeah. Or a Bridgewater, right, Joe?
Yeah.
What about Bridgewater?
Teddy Bridgewater. You know, New Orleans made the deal. They're looking down the road just in case. Who's the backup? David Webb, is that right?
Yep, I believe that's true. Yep.
So, I mean, where do you go? If it is the end, where do you go?
Joe, what in the world is wrong with Atlanta? Matt Ryan and Julio and what's going on there. Is it a deal where he just can't jab at the offensive coordinator?
I think Steve Sarkisian has not been able to adjust to the personnel. Julio Jones in the last, 20 games has three touchdown passes. Three touchdown receptions.
It's ridiculous.
You're talking about one of the preeminent receivers in football.
Yeah.
And I, you know, their offense is just, there's way too much talent on that offense for them to be as ineffective as they have been. And, you know, you have to, it starts with the guy at the top, and that's the play caller.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I mean, Matt Ryan was an MVP of the league 2 years ago.
Right.
The Atlanta Falcons won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. The Atlanta Falcons, everybody thought the talent's coming back. You look at what they have going forward. shoot, they're going to be there a while. Mm-hmm. No, that's the nature of this league. You're not going to be there a while if you can't get it done.
Joe, let me ask you this. Do you think it makes any sense for the Eagles who look like they, I mean, obviously, certainly looked good last night. Do you think it makes any sense for them to trade for Le'Veon Bell?
No, not at all. Not at all. I don't think it makes sense to do that. It's going to be interesting what happens with Le'Veon. Is Le'Veon going to play? I mean, that's the question. I mean, and what kind of effort is he going to put out? If you go out on that football field and you think you're going to protect yourself and not give it 100%, you're going to get hurt.
That's when you get hurt, right, Jeff? Yep.
And, yeah, you will get hurt. So that's the most important thing. He has to go out and play hard. Somebody's, you know, he'll be a free agent. You know, I don't know what you give up to go get him. And how many more, you know, how much more tires on that tread? I guess you could say. I'm sorry.
That would be the interesting. But you don't think, like, for example, I mean, I think the Steelers' asking price has been a second round pick and a quote unquote good player, and I don't know what that looks like, and I don't know how much wiggle room there would be. But you don't think, for example, if the framework was, you know, just a linebacker and a second round pick, you don't think, you know, Le'Veon would be worth that to the Eagles, considering their struggles, especially in the running game.
I think that would be an incredible bargain for him. Mm-hmm. But again. Yeah, if you pay him the money he wants, he's going to be a happy camper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no matter where he goes. If he hits the free agent market healthy, he's going to get a big payday. I don't necessarily think he's going to get the numbers he thinks he was getting. He'll probably get numbers somewhere where the Steelers were offering him.
Uh-huh. That is probably true. We are, of course, talking to Joe Theismann, the great Joe Theismann here on Jason and John. Joe, I was curious as to your thoughts about the Odell Beckham Jr. interview to say what he said about, you know, the quarterback play and sort of his role in the offense. What did you think of that interview?
I think Odell ought to shut up and go play football. They gave you a ton of money. You're only going to touch the ball maybe 7 times a game. You realize if he makes 7 catches a game, he'll have over, 100 catches, which is an astronomical number. So the Giants, that's another move the Giants made. Gave $95 million to a guy who really just isn't going to touch the football that much. He's a heck of a football player. He's an explosive football player. But for the amount of times he touches the ball, I was just, you know, I was sort of taken back by the number. I'm thrilled for him that he got the money. Hey, every player should get as much as they can get. And the Giants were the ones that'd be able to pony up and do this. Doesn't make sense to me. Giants have made 2 moves this year that just start scratching my head off.
Yeah.
No, you know, not looking to the future from a quarterback standpoint. Because where do you go in the NFL to go get a quarterback? Mm-hmm. Remember, you've got the San Diego Chargers, the New England Patriots, the New Orleans Saints, mm-hmm. 4 teams that have quarterbacks that are well past the age of 35.
Yep.
Where do you go? Oh, I know. Josh McCown. He'll be 50 and available.
Hey, he'll do it.
Josh is the
He'll be there for you.
And he doesn't even have to. He'll drive to the same stadium. He doesn't even have to change addresses. It's so cool.
Joe, when you watch Kirk Cousins right now dropping dimes for Minnesota, and look, I know they're not where they want to be right now. I'd attribute that to the defense. Hadn't been exactly what we thought it would be so far. When you see Kirk dropping those dimes for Minnesota, though, do you miss him? Do you wish he was still with the Skins? Are you happy with Alex?
I'm happy with Alex. I'm happy for Pat Mahomes. You know, I'm happy for all the guys that have moved around. Unfortunately for you know, he was running for his life the other night again. He actually played a very poor football game, probably one of the worst football games he's played in years. And Kirk is very steady.
Yes, he has been.
You're not going to see much variance in Kirk. The only thing that everybody questioned about Kirk was, could he deliver in clutch time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that moment where you need him to make the right decision or the right pass, is he going to be able to get over that hump? He has become now somewhat like Matt Ryan was. Yeah, he's a terrific football player. Yeah, he puts up great numbers, but can he deliver? You know, Matt solved that by going to the Super Bowl. I think that's why Minnesota brought Kirk in. They're lucky they have him there with the way their defense is playing.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
By the way, you guys are at Platinum Jewelers, which is where I get all the stuff for Robert.
Oh, we know.
Everything comes out of Platinum Jewelry. Oh, I heard the money bell ring.
There it is. They can't wait to see you today, Joe.
We got to get you back in town. Joe, got to ask you. We'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about Drew Brees, because we witnessed history on Monday night. Became the all-time passing leader in yards. We assume he's going to break the touchdown record, if not this year, certainly next season. You know, when you reflect on Drew Brees' career, when you've watched as it unfolded, where does he rank for you? I mean, for me, I think if you're talking about a Mount Rushmore quarterbacks, I feel like he's got to be on it. But I'm curious as to your opinion.
Top five for sure. No question. He doesn't get the respect he deserves. Nobody talks about Drew in the same way they talk about Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre and Tom Brady and Joe Montana. Drew deserves to be in every conversation with all of Dan Marino's. He deserves to be in those conversations. You look at what he's done. The body of work is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? And he is blessed to have Sean Payton as his coach, because Sean loves to put it up. And so you have the perfect marriage of a coach who loves to put it up and a quarterback who has great decisiveness to him, terrific decisions, and understands exactly. They've been together 12 years. He knows what Sean wants. Mm-hmm. I remember when Sean took over the New Orleans Saints in 2006, I was invited to talk to the team at a training camp. And right in front of me, right sitting in front of me in this auditorium setup, was Drew Brees taking notes. I was flattered. But that's been Drew Brees. He prepares in the ultimate way.
Why do you think that his career has gone underappreciated? Is it because people have the perception that he just plays in a system that allows him to throw the ball 50 times a game? Is it because, you know, he only has, you know, one Super Bowl, one NFC championship? You know, why do you think his career it does feel a little underappreciated given what he has accomplished and what he will still mm-hmm. accomplish? Why do you think that's the case?
Dan Marino doesn't have a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not the kind of guy that says, hey, look at me. Or it's a great question. Don't know the exact answer, but the New Orleans Saints, you know, they were the Aints for so long. The people that wore bags on their heads have gotten more notoriety than Drew Brees has for being successful. For being unsuccessful, they got more attention than for what Drew has done being successful. Yeah. And that seems just crazy.
Joe is a former quarterback and a darn good one, one of the best. I want to know what you think about that quarterback at Alabama, Tua Tagovailoa. Do you think is he a freak? Is he going to change the way the position's played? Just what are we looking at when we see Tua? How good is he, Joe?
I think you're looking at a great college quarterback.
Okay.
I think you're looking at a kid that threw the football. You know, Nick made an incredible decision putting him in the championship game. It's like Brian Kelly with Notre Dame, putting Wimbush down. You know, it's a tough decision for a quarterback to make, especially when you invest all that time in the other guy. Now all of a sudden you've got, you know, I love watching the kid play. I think he's smart. I think he has a great feel for the ball. He has a great feel for what's going on in the pocket. Love, you know, Alabama's going to be harder to beat now than they ever have, because they have the ability to throw the football. No, Jalen doesn't throw the football well. Let's face it. Yep. You know, they would have won one probably more had he been able to throw the football.
There's no question about it. Joe, it's always a pleasure to catch up.
Thank you for this, Mr. Theisman.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Tell Preston and everybody there at Platinum Jewelers, Robin is hounding me. Nice.
Well, the good news for you is
something nice.
They've added a second location, so you'll
she's
be happy
driving,
to know.
She's driving by now. She's yelling, go Tigers, and get me something big.
So, there you go.
You
thank
got
you
it.
Guys.
Yes,
Joe,
sir. Thank Joe, you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate Take you, care. Man.
He is Joe Theismann, Memphian, and Super Bowl champion. Always enjoy talking to
you. One of the few men that when he's in the city, John, can go big bank, little bank with you and just make you look bad.
Very few.
Few men. You're right, huh?
You're exactly. Yep. He's still living off that Super Bowl. I mean, that, you know, at some point you gotta move on, right? So, but no, it's always good.
Bennett's
looking at me like I'm serious. Calm down, dude.
Yeah, you calm down.
It's a joke, man. It's a joke. It's what
we finally got Bennett a chair. He's got his Kroger lawn chair in here.
Thank you.
All he needs is a beer and that little beer.
I feel like you're
beer hole right there.
He looks like he'd be at the Levitt Shell, doesn't he?
That's all I have, bro.
Like, yeah, oh, that is exactly what that is.
That man enjoyed it.
He's ready for the concert at the show.
A nice indie show.
Did
man.
You see Kelly shielding me? She didn't want people to see that
Kelly
I had this
Kelly was over here, like, setting a picture
Kelly. Kelly was blocking him, Brad, because
he
wanted
to get that man a damn chair. I mean, come on.
She didn't want him to see
one of those nice chairs.
Actually, Kelly's going to take your job, Bennett. She's doing social media. She got pictures out there, man.
Well, I'm producing this radio show.
I know. You're doing a good job.
Got us all set up.
All right. You got your Levitt shell chair out there.
He's got it. Exactly. And it's, again, brought to you by Kroger. So, all right. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Taco Meat is going to join us at 1 o'clock if he's awake. You just never know with him. He may not be awake. But we sent him 5 picks, and so we'll get some Taco Meat wisdom at 1 o'clock. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers,
help, please.
High-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccines subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Think a utility vehicle should do more than take you places? So does Kubota. That's why our all-new Sidekick is built to do it all. Climb more, tow more, go more. Cross over to more today. Take your Kubota Sidekick home with no money down and 0% financing for 36 months. Now through December 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Find a Kubota dealer near you at GoKubota.com.
JJ Hottail here for Direct Auto and Life Insurance. You wouldn't go to the beach without sunscreen. Ow! 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 So why go driving without auto insurance? Maybe you think because you have a lapse in coverage, you can't get a great rate. Well, put your sunscreen on and head over to Direct Auto. You could get coverage for as low as $29 a month. Don't go without, go with Direct. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Premium and pay plans vary, not available in all states.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with buy online, pick up in store, or job site delivery with text notifications. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
It's beautiful, cooler weather, so it's the perfect time to get to Outdoors, Inc. to get yourself outfitted to get outdoors. They've got new Patagonia, new North Face, and new Arc'teryx clothing. They've got new Hoka running shoes. They've got new 2019 Cannondale bicycles. And, of course, all these products, lifetime quality and covered by the store's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Outdoors, Inc. is a family business that has been outfitting Memphians since 1974. They've got a Midtown location on Union Avenue and East Memphis locations on Germantown Parkway and Poplar Avenue. So head on over to Outdoors, Inc., where the service is as high quality as the clothes.
Are you looking for an exciting new job? Right now, Kroger is hiring for a variety of positions. So be sure to come to hiring events from 2 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 16th. There's one at the Holiday Inn at 7237 South Crest Parkway in South Haven, Mississippi. Or you can visit Crown Plaza Memphis East at 2625 Thousand Oaks Boulevard. Whether you're looking for the next step in your career or a new challenge, apply today at jobs.kroger.com. And we'll see you at the hiring events.
WWE presents NXT Live. Back in South Haven, Friday night, October 12th at Lander Center. See NXT champion Tommaso Ciampa, women's champion Kerry Sane, North American champion Ricochet, NXT tag team champions Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, EC3, and more. Tickets start at just $15. Don't miss NXT Live. Tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Come right up close.
Oh, I can't believe it. I used to see these fortune teller machines as a kid.
Oh, I think I have a quarter.
Soon, you will have questions about filling the gaps.
Gaps?
Medicare gaps.
How does he know how old we are?
I see everything.
Ooh. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about Medicare supplements? Give us a call or visit fdhealthplans.com. Barbaro Health Plan, we've got you covered.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's the Jason and John Roadshow, live today from Platinum Jewelers Grand Opening at 9387 Poplar Avenue for the new Germantown store on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Wing Guru, located at 5699 Mount Moriah and 7199 Stage Road for over here in the Bartlett Raleigh side of town. Billy Richmond also down at FedEx Forum these days for all your Tigers and Grizzlies games. Here's the deal. We've been with Billy since the get-go. He's been with us since the get-go. And all he has done since, John, has blown up. And it's one reason why. It's because of the product.
No, it's not us.
Because of the product, brother.
It's not us. It's the
product.
Has
nothing to do with us.
It's premium. I always, one of my Friday rituals is just going by the Wing Guru and just eating. Like, that's just, it's,
smells.
Take in the aroma of those premium flavors.
Gives me great pleasure, as Jeff says.
It gives you great pleasure. Yes. Yeah, they got the 901. They got the, you know, the Honey Suicide, the Nashville Hide. I mean, whatever your palate is, they got a flavor for you, and it's premium.
Got a flavor for you. It's premium, and it's a Tiger, former Tigers basketball player, right? And what do we do in this town? We support former Tigers basketball players. Go see Billy Richmond, and when you do, you tell them that Jason and John sent you.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We're out here at Platinum Jewelers at their brand-new Germantown location.
They got folks coming flying through here, man. We've seen some big-time people.
I mean, there are some people here who are big, so big-time, we can't even like, say their name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how big they are.
That's high-level money right there, brother.
They wish to remain anonymous. Man, Preston just showed me a Rolex.
I don't even know why he did that to you.
I know. I know why he did it to me. He wants me to buy it. He
doesn't. Buy what?
The Rolex.
Now, you knew money, brother, but you ain't coming close to that Rolex. That's a Mike Conley type buy right there, bro.
Oh, you think so?
I don't think you can do that on your salary.
well, we're up for a new one soon.
Oh, it ain't gonna be that much, brother.
All right,
the price just went down.
We're up at 9387 Poplar. They got a signed Penny Hardaway Memphis State jersey that they're going to be giving away. They got floor seats they're going to be giving away. Bennett Doyle's here.
Pouncer's here.
Pouncer was like, y'all hiring. We were like, you know, it's a good day out here at Platinum Jewelers. So we'll be here until 2 o'clock. I did want to mention, though, we haven't talked about this yet, Jason. I talked to Corey Jeffries, the father of DJ Jeffries, yesterday.
Yep.
Doing some reporting about DJ for The Athletic. Couple things. One, decision likely coming next week for DJ.
Okay, good.
This is the number 25 player according to ESPN rankings, I believe.
We knew he, and Dad had said he's going to sign early, right? But hearing them say how close they are still, let's get to it.
It was supposed to be this week, but it ended up getting pushed back.
So I thought, okay.
Yeah, but so it's going to happen at some point next week. And according to Corey, it is Memphis, Mississippi State, and Alabama, neck and neck.
Whoa. Hold on. Back up. Is everybody trying to tell me that Ole Miss was making a late push, and you're telling me that Corey is telling you as recently as yesterday that not Ole Miss, but Memphis, Mississippi State, and Alabama?
Look, I mean,
so is it Alabama that's made the late push?
It is Alabama that has made the late
push. Okay.
According to Corey, this is DJ's father,
right.
His biological father.
Yes.
I would assume he would have a pretty good grasp.
I'm banking that he does, John.
On what is happening. Though there are people who have tried to tell me that he amazingly is not the decision maker in this, which makes very little sense to me, but it is going around that he's not making the decision, which again I've heard it all in recruiting. But according to Corey, Memphis, Mississippi State, and Alabama are neck and neck.
Okay, so that visit to Bama literally served its
they
purpose.
Made him a priority.
Yes,
they definitely made it a priority. Corey's point to me was that Ole Miss was the only visit that DJ has taken officially where he was not the only one there. And that's a big thing for them.
It seems to be a point of emphasis for them that they want to feel like they're their priority.
He wants to be the guy.
Yeah.
And frankly, to be honest with you, that's something that could hurt Memphis in this.
I'm with you 100%. If you're talking about being the guy in Memphis, you look at that. What's expected to be on their roster, what's already on their roster, it's going to be hard to be the guy, Bennett. You are one of the guys at Memphis under Penny Hardaway with what it looks like he's got set up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're coming to think, you know, on a team that may include James Wiseman, Tyler Harris, you know, Alex Lomax sort of running the show. You think you're going to come in here and get 20 to 25 shots a game? None of us can see that coming. Yeah. If that's what you're looking for, to your point, John, you're absolutely right. Might hurt Memphis.
And there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, that's what, you know, Memphis is going after guys. I mean, that's just what they're doing. They're going after top 10 players, you know, and, you know, that's something you either want to be a part of or something that you don't.
Right.
You know, and again, like Corey's quote to me exactly on that subject, because he doesn't want to go somewhere where there are two or three guys at his position. He just doesn't. He wants to go in and he wants to start immediately. I mean, and Corey was very clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that is the case, and, you know, that's the main thing they're looking at, I'm just telling you right now, I mean, it just ain't going to work out at Memphis, because they are recruiting multiple guys at his position. They're recruiting Matthew Hurt. They're recruiting Trenton Watford, you know, and they're not going to stop regardless. So, you know, it just may be one of those things where it is a better fit at Mississippi State or Alabama right now, because Alabama has told him that John Petty and Herb Jones are leaving after this year. And so there's going to be, you know, immediate time there, and they're not recruiting anybody that's better at his position. So,
right.
I mean, that just may be what it is.
I mean, I can't imagine that Penny is telling him, oh, you will be the guy here. With the guy, I mean, because you have to be honest with these guys.
No question about
it. They know who you're recruiting.
Yep.
So you can't go out there and throw him some false pitch.
Yep.
And say, nah, yeah, you know, you will be the guy. We're going to take care of you. You can't, because, I mean, you've got other players you've got to worry about. And on this, look, with the roster he's building, you know, let's face it. If your last 3-4 years with where they've been, you go hard after DJ Jeffries, well, that's probably going to be the best guy on your roster.
Yep.
Right? So you go all out for that.
Yep.
There's no guarantee he would be on that. Now, I'm not telling you I don't think that Memphis should go after DJ Jeffries. I think he's talented. You want those kind of guys home.
Absolutely.
He's a former Kentucky commit. How does that look if you can play that as we flipped him? He came to Memphis. Now, there are obviously other schools involved. But, you know, for me, DJ Jeffries is – for Memphis, it's almost better optically. It's almost better to land him for what, you know, what will be said and how it will be viewed and the perception of
that
him.
That is correct.
Former Kentucky guy, here you are. You've poured resources and you've made him a priority. And because of that, you want to land him, right? And that will look as if, okay, Penny's keeping the best
that
Memphis talent
correct.
Here. Optically, that's good for you. Why? Because other recruits see it.
Yep.
If you're the best guy in Memphis, you're going to play for Memphis. Penny's going to be all over you. That said, John, if he does do it and he gets there and there's any sort of, hey, I got to be the man, I ain't getting enough shots, well, then that can send you the wrong way.
Right.
That you know, particularly with this staff, a guy like Sam Mitchell, a guy like Penny Hardaway, to try to get guys to former stars at all their schools, just like DJ, trying to buy into roles, I don't feel like that's going to play
right
with the kind of road Penny and the staff's going down.
Based on my conversation with Corey Jeffries yesterday,
I don't get that feel like that.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I feel like this is just a circumstance here where it's just not going to work out.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, I crazier things have happened, right? And Corey certainly did not say anything to me explicitly where it was like Memphis is not in this and he might not attend Memphis.
Sure.
Like that was, but just based on what I know about what Memphis is doing in the recruiting. On the recruiting trail,
right.
Based on what their plans are and their expectations are, next to what Corey Jeffries and DJ's expectations are,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a good marriage at this point. Now, again, it can work. I'm not saying it can't, but I just think if I had to say today, it didn't feel like to me Memphis was going to happen. And like he would be better suited given what he wants in a program.
Now you're saying that. Does Memphis feel that way? Are you saying that for the Jeffries side, okay, it doesn't look like what y'all want is not necessarily what they're – but Memphis made him a priority, John.
Well, they did.
Memphis had him in only – you know, he's the only one here that weekend on the visit.
Yes.
So you're telling me now it's sort of – they've softened up and you're going to change
– I mean, I don't know what Memphis is saying in the recruiting chart. I have no idea. I don't
because,
know
again, here's my deal.
DJ, I don't know.
If you've identified these guys, right, they're ranked higher than Chandler Lawson. They're ranked higher than Antavion Dude Column. You've identified them as the ones you want,
yeah.
And then you don't get them.
Yes.
That is a problem. That and if you're forced to play then second and third tier options, that's what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And so to me still, look, while you might be – there's a case to be made that maybe you are better off without DJ Jeffries if this whole want to be the man thing is you still want him.
Mm-hmm.
You want the top talent in Memphis here. Like I said, forget the basketball side of it. Just optically, you want to look like you own it. He goes out to Mississippi State. Well, now Penny's lost his first one, the first priority recruit. this would be his first loss. So that's, you know, that's not necessarily a good look. So anyway, if I'm Memphis, I still want him because I've gone this far wanting him. Why would
correct.
I stop now?
You're correct. It would not be a good look optically.
No.
However, that's it. It would just be a
long as you get the rest,
correct.
John.
Correct. Then you just have to wait a little bit longer.
Correct. Yeah, wait till the spring.
Right.
And what are you doing?
You're
biting your nails.
But if they do get trending, though, all is forgiven. Agreed?
Sure.
If they get trending.
You better get him.
But no, that does raise the stakes.
Because you've also let other guys leave town, John. That's the point, right?
There are no two ways about it.
That's guys that could have helped you. I'm not telling you like Chandler and Tavion are going to change your program.
Right.
They could have helped.
Yep.
Right? So that's the point.
Yes. Yes. But I think they feel like they're in a really, really good position with Trenton. I mean, that's...
Well, clearly they do.
And so, you know, you get... To me, I don't know where you're at on it. If they don't get DJ, but they get Trenton, all is forgiven.
Okay.
If they end up missing both...
If they don't get both.
Then something went wrong in the class. I mean, it you know what I mean? It just...
Correct.
Something didn't go according to plan.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know...
None of us expect that.
Correct.
Now, Penny's shown us nothing to believe that you'd strike out here.
Correct.
Right? You're gonna get something of what you want.
There has been a lot of talk about Ole Miss in the last couple of days.
That's what everybody's telling me. You're saying Dad's saying that, you know.
Now, according to Dad, the quote was, "I don't know where people get their information from. Our circle is tight. They jumped in late. They haven't made up that much ground. Kermit just got there."
That's kind of the same thing he'd been telling us the whole time. That they're sort of playing catch-up and trying to find, you know, where they are with DJ.
He even told me that if Andy Kennedy...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.